Hello, good morning, and welcome. It's Friday, the 6th of November, 2020, and we're back with episode 169. I say back, sort of, anyway. I think that most of us are pretty buried neck deep in all this election drama unfolding here in the US, really in the entire world. I know that many of my team are based in the EU, some of whom have fully disconnected from the news because it's just far too stressful and distracting, so I know they are certainly not alone. Anyway, where are we today? Let's see. Well, first things first, if you are a fan of this podcast, please don't forget to leave me 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And yeah, do be sure to check us out at hogandco.com. That's HOAGANDCO.com. So today, episode 169, Hyundai Inaptive do a thing. I make a mistake and ghosts learn to drive. All this right now.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, so to kick things off today, let's start with a bit of a refresher. I don't suppose you remember way back, episode 116. Let's see, this was September 24th of 2019, so just over a year ago. Wow, time is flying. We had discussed that Aptiv and Hyundai had partnered up. This was a pretty big deal, honestly, at the time. Not because it was out of line with what we had seen with other companies. Certainly, again, you know, Ford and Argo and GM and Cruise. And, you know, we've been seeing a lot about this. We've talked about this sort of a thing a lot where big automotive companies are partnering up with smaller tech startups because they don't have the capacity or, frankly, the capability to develop full self-driving hardware software stacks. And conversely, the smaller tech startups don't have the capacity or capability to develop automotive platforms. Really, the only exception to that rule seems to be, well, Tesla, obviously. And also Zoox was the other one, but they really were kind of having some difficulties. And ultimately, as you know, as we discussed, they were ultimately gobbled up by Amazon, which, by the way, I think that's a great thing. It makes a lot of sense. I had somewhat foolishly suggested perhaps it would be Volkswagen who got them first. But yeah, in retrospect, it makes a lot of sense for Amazon to have done so. Not that I think that Volkswagen getting Zoox would have been a terrible idea, but yeah, I think this Amazon thing is a much better fit, at least for the moment anyway. But yeah, so then anyway, so Aptiv and Hyundai partnered up as well. This was, again, back in September of last year. And it made a lot of sense, right? And the idea was that they were going to form some sort of a joint venture. And well, it turns out that the joint venture that they came up with was something called Motional. And Motional, basically, they are an autonomous vehicle technology company, okay, just to use broad sweeping definitions here. And I'm saying this to sort of distinguish them for what they're up to now, which is that they are partnering up with a company called VIA, which is decidedly not an autonomous vehicle company. So VIA, frankly, it's a company we've never talked about because it was sort of beyond the scope of AV stuff until now. Because VIA is actually a startup based in Cupertino, if that name sounds familiar. If you're not from the San Francisco Bay Area, that is, of course, where Apple HQ is based. So VIA is really, or at least has been until now, really nothing more than an on-demand transportation network. They basically have shuttle vans that you can kind of summon on your phone to get picked up, to get from A to B in certain kind of municipal areas. What makes them a bit unique is, I suppose, their partnerships with cities. So, for example, in Cupertino, their vans are co-branded both with the VIA logo as well as the City of Cupertino logo. They've done similar things elsewhere around the country. Now, however, Motional, this joint venture between Hyundai and Aptiv, Motional is partnering up with VIA. Now, you can probably see where this is going, right? So the idea is that VIA already has this you know, this van sharing program they've developed, which handles things like, you know, the booking, the routing, the vehicle selection process, passenger ID, this, that, the other, right? Motional, though, has got in, you know, again, as the joint venture has between Hyundai and Aptiv, they've got the AV vehicle technology that they've developed. And so the idea is to effectively AV-ify the VIA vans. To be super clear, if this sounds a lot like what Waymo are doing, yeah, it is. It is effectively the same end result, more or less anyway. The difference, the practical difference is that there will still be a human backup driver in the driver's seat, at least for now. So to summarize, what we're going to have is we've got Hyundai and Aptiv. They partnered up. They created this joint venture called Motional. Motional now is partnering up with VIA. VIA, again, is just a minivan sharing service, which now wants to work with Motional to enable autonomous driving capability in these minivans, which will be backed up by human safety drivers. So this, I think, really is kind of like, this kind of epitomizes the nature, I think, of what's happening in the AV space. I mean, again, automotive companies partner up with technology companies, and now we're seeing those partnerships partnering up with ride-hailing companies. It makes a lot of sense. And incidentally, back in sometime last year, I want to say around October, VIA actually did do a sort of demonstration with Pony AI, which is a Chinese autonomous vehicle company. They did some testing in Irvine. So they've obviously wanted to kind of go down this path for quite some time. So to see them doing this now with Motional, with Hyundai Aptiv, makes a lot of sense.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, so in the last episode, I made a mistake. Sort of. Oskar Slotos, whose name may sound familiar, he's the co-founder and co-CEO of Munich-based tool qualification company Validas. He was actually on the podcast back at episode 142, which you haven't listened to, probably do. So Oskar reached out to me yesterday after having listened to my last episode, and he very politely pointed out that I may have missed a thing in the news. Not an altogether impossible thing to imagine. He said to me that I just heard your last episode about Daimler and your speculations. You might have missed that story. They selected a premium partner. He is, of course, referring to the partnership as between Daimler Trucks and Waymo. It turns out I did miss this. I did miss this story. So I've since pulled it up and I've had a read. And here's the thing. Indeed, it does look like Daimler Trucks. So to be clear, the trucking division of Daimler, they have partnered up with Waymo. The idea, I mean, literally reading from their press release, they've signed a broad global strategic partnership to deploy autonomous SAE Level 4 technology. Their initial effort will combine Waymo's industry-leading automated driver technology with a unique version of Daimler's Freightliner Cascadia to enable autonomous driving. Okay, this is great stuff, and I had indeed missed it. Thing is, though, this actually makes the previous episode and my thoughts even more. This makes everything that I said in the previous episode even more bizarre. Because so basically, what's going on here is that Daimler is saying we're going to continue to pursue AV efforts, well, pursue not internally, but indeed by virtue of partnering up with, in this case, Waymo, but that they are simultaneously going to abandon such efforts, apparently, with their passenger vehicles. This is weird. Yeah, I'm actually kind of drawing a blank here. So again, they're going to continue their efforts with commercial trucking. They're going to abandon it with passenger vehicles. I am going to think out loud here and just suggest a few ideas that come to mind. First, there is certainly an argument to be made that if you're going to start deploying any sort of autonomous vehicle technology on the roads, that perhaps better to start with, perhaps better to start in the commercial space rather than the consumer space, right? Maybe start with commercial trucking rather than passenger vehicles. It sounds safer. It sounds like less of a potential liability until, of course, you consider an autonomous truck crashing. There's at least a public perception that there's less at risk with commercial applications rather than personal. And I suppose certainly from a sheer number of human lives involved, yeah, I think that's certainly true. That's a safe thing to say, I suppose. I think the other issue could be, frankly, a design thing, right? So if you look at the technology on Waymo's Chrysler Pacifica minivans, look, they look sufficiently clean and elegant, frankly, for what they've deployed. But you still have these massive kits of LiDAR that kind of adorn the chassis of the minivan, right? And again, it works in that application just fine, but let's be honest, this is not going to work on the next generation S-Class or even the C-Class. It's not a thing that your typical consumer is going to be okay seeing in its present form. We've talked about this stuff forever, which is that eventually, I mean, this is obviously the interim state of LiDAR, these big spinning cans hanging off of cars like Shrek's ears. These are an interim state of the technology. Eventually, of course, he's going to be scaled down and everything's going to be solid state and they'll be effectively invisible. Speaking of invisible, there was, of course, the Israeli company Innoviz, about whom I spoke probably a year and a half ago or so, which had partnered up with BMW. And BMW were supposed to be releasing to the world the first solid state LiDAR equipped passenger vehicle, a new 2021 3 Series that was supposed to be coming out, actually now-ish, I suppose. Instead, all BMW have done is grafted on some monstrous face to the front of all their cars for reasons nobody has any idea why. But no word whatsoever about the solid-state LiDAR that they were going to deploy thanks to their collaboration with Innoviz. My point is, So first of all, to Oscar, if you're listening, a huge thank you for bringing this to my attention. I think what's happening is that, indeed, the PR announcement by Mercedes to announce that they are abandoning AV for their passenger vehicles, I think this is just kind of like an empty claim. I don't think it has any real meaning behind it. They kind of want to distance themselves from anything for the moment. They want to focus on commercial trucking, demonstrate that it works with Waymo. Then once the technology is around in the form of solid-state LiDAR that they can easily, seamlessly, invisibly integrate into their passenger vehicles, or they engage in a partnership with Waymo or somebody else to bring such technology to their passenger vehicles, this then is what they're going to do. So it's not an outright abandonment of AV for their passenger vehicles. It's a temporary pause. And in the meantime, they're going to showcase what they can do with, in partnership with Waymo. I actually think this makes a lot of sense. But to be honest, though, I still stand kind of by what I've said, though. I do think that we are going to see a partnership of some kind, which will bring level 4 technology to Mercedes passenger vehicles somewhere in the next 1 to 3 years. I think this is a foregone conclusion. Now, whether it'll be with Waymo or with somebody else, I have no idea, but we are going to see that. All right, well, to close things out for today, and indeed for the week, it turns out that ghosts are learning to drive cars. I am speaking, of course, I say of course, I have never heard of this company until now, of a self-driving startup called, wait for it, Ghost. So this company, so they're based in both Mountain View in Silicon Valley in California and Sydney. And interestingly enough, they've actually been around since 2015, so I'm not really sure how I've never heard about them. But I'm glad I've heard about them now. Basically, their goal is to enable level 3 autonomous driving vehicles. If that sounds at all familiar, it's because you're probably familiar with Comma AI. Comma AI, of course, is the company which effectively retrofits existing vehicles, relatively recent vehicles, to do self-driving. And that's basically what Ghost is doing. I mean, there's a few catches. Obviously, it's got to be a relatively recent car since 2012. Obviously, the hardware and software components need to be professionally installed. They cost apparently $3,500 US, and you've got to pay $100 a month to use the system. According to Ghost, you get things like real collision avoidance, superhuman reflexes, no oversight needed. Well, hold on a second. Of course, superhuman. These are ghosts we're talking about. Funny. No oversights needed, no bugs, no glitches. Ha, said no engineer ever. So let's look at what their actual technology suite is, though, right? So apparently they've got 8 13 megapixel cameras. They've got 8 120 degree HD wide angle lenses. They've got something called pixel binning for low light sensitivity. And apparently the whole thing operates at 30 frames per second. Probably a good thing. The computer itself then gets installed into the trunk of the car, or if you're in Sydney, into the boot of the car. It's got a total of 40 CPU cores made up of 5 8-core mobile chips. It's got 5 GPUs and 640 gigs of flash storage. It's also got a heads-up display, so you can see what's what on your windshield. And their claim is that you can basically see the road better and react 3 times faster than a human driver. I mean, look, these are some really great claims. First of all, to anybody at Ghost listening to this podcast, feel free to reach out. I'd love to chat more with you about this. I mean, I guess the first concern that comes to mind is, frankly, the level 3 bit. I have said several times that I sort of agree that level 3 is a rather tricky state of autonomy. It's that bizarre state where the car can basically drive itself, except that it can't, and then it will suddenly alert you and snap you out of whatever disconnected mental state you're in and expect you to take over right away. That's why certain companies, I think Ford, for instance, have said they're going to skip level 3 entirely and just go straight to level 4 because level 3 is just too kind of neither here nor there. So that's a bit concerning. That said, I'm glad to see that there's a competitor to Comma, which admittedly I should really dive in and do an episode just on Comma AI. I don't know why I haven't yet. I should do. I will transparently admit rather openly that when I first heard about Comma, I kind of dismissed it as nothing more than a gimmick, but I have learned quite a bit more about what they're up to, and I've seen numerous interviews with George Hotz, their founder, who is just bleeding brilliant, no question about it. Some really great interviews with him and Lex Fridman, which you should definitely check out if you haven't yet. So look, I'm obviously intrigued by what Ghost are up to, and I will certainly try to bring you more information about them as I learn about them. And on that note, that is a wrap for today and indeed this week. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you back here on Tuesday. Bye-bye.